This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and there's really only one movie to talk about this week, you know, because pretty much every other movie wouldn't dare to compete with this highly anticipated, the team of Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio bringing us the new psychological thriller Sutter Island. Set in the 1950s, DiCaprio was an investigator who was sent to Sutter Island to try to figure out how one of the criminally insane patients there managed to escape, and nothing is as it seems.
Don't you get it?
You're a random maze.
Valuable things have a way of being misunderstood.
Who knows about this?
Everyone.
The nurses, the orderlies. They couldn't possibly know.
Everyone. You do understand that they can't let you leave.
I cannot even tell you how anxious I was for this movie to get here. You know, it was originally supposed to be released in October, and I was ready for it. I couldn't wait. And then they said, yeah, just kidding. We're really going to release it next year. What? I guess they call that whetting your appetite or something. But geez, to me, it's more like asking a little kid to wait 4 months before they can open their birthday present. Pure torture, I tell you. So to say the least, I was excited to finally see this movie. But could it live up to the hype and all the anticipation? Well, first, I'm not even totally sure why I was looking forward to this movie, because I'm not usually into that scare me and freak me out kind of movies, but there was just something about this one that was pulling me in, and that just because of the total obvious cuteness of Leonardo. So how did it all pan out? Was it scary? Well, no. Was it a complete ride of suspense? Not exactly. How about disturbing? Yeah, that it was, but in a completely depressing way. The acting, though, was amazing from every single person, from DiCaprio, Ben Kingsley, Mark Ruffalo, but the movie was just not what I expected. You know, at times it was forced and awkward, and then at times it was intriguing and interesting. Oh, and the music? Complete distraction for me. It was way over the top silent movie kind of music that was so in your face, it just would not let me forget I was watching a movie. And the ending, not what I wanted. But one thing for sure, it's probably going to make a lot of money. And another thing for sure, DiCaprio was still a total cutie. So on our movie night traffic light, Sutter Island is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.